From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. A third of eligible Latino voters are between the ages of 18 to 34, but only a small fraction vote. Voto Latino hopes to change that. The national organization promotes civic engagement with Hispanic millennials. It hosted its first major summit in Miami at Florida International University this past weekend. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz spoke at the event.
If we can ensure that candidates and then elected officials understand that if they don't advocate and champion the priorities of Hispanic millennials, then they are going to have a hard time getting elected, then we'll push those issues to the top of the agenda.
Education and immigration reform are among the issues the Congresswoman recognized as important for Hispanic millennials. Wasserman Schultz said the group could make a difference in elections not only by voting, but by registering others. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos is back from the brink. Polls had indicated he could lose his re-election bid in Sunday's presidential runoff vote, but he won another 4 years in office. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Tim Padgett explains why that matters.
Juan Manuel Santos faced a strong challenge from conservative Oscar Iván Zuluaga. In fact, Zuluaga defeated Santos in last month's first round election. That was due largely to voter skepticism about the peace negotiations Santos began last year with Colombia's Marxist guerrillas, the FARC. But in Sunday's second round, Colombians apparently had a change of heart. Santos won a slim majority with 51% of the vote. Zuluaga, who had threatened to end the peace talks, finished with just 45%. That means Colombia's peace process will continue in hopes of ending a 50-year-long civil war. Colombia recently passed Argentina as South America's second-largest economy behind Brazil. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
You can connect with WLRN Miami Herald News on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Paul Leary.